All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and because we don't have DP, he's still in the hospital, we are doing Lust Epidemic. We will return to being a dick when he gets back, or I can fill in with something else. We'll figure something out, but I figure Lust Epidemic would be a good fill-in until he gets back. I haven't heard from him in a few days. This could mean he's just sleeping. You know, he's been doing a lot of surgeries, so he's probably very exhausted. I don't know when he'll be coming back. I can say he will be coming back eventually. I don't think he's going to hold off from this. He really does enjoy this stuff. But for right now, guys, this is what we can give you. So just bear with it, and we'll be back to being a dick soon. If you've got to have being a dick right now, then just get it from Patreon, support Dr. Pinkcake there, or just fucking go to F95. If you've got to have it that bad, you know where to get the shit. So yeah, we're gonna go ahead and get started with Lust Epidemic, and we'll go for about an hour. How about that? So, okay. And I'm going to do something else. Okay. That's not fast enough for me. There we go. I like that one, because that's going to be easier for us. Alright, I see what I do. I could smell serum coming from the girls' room. I know there must be a way to get to it. The pipes are leading to the ceiling, and I can see a faint mist coming from the top. If I can get on the bed, I can reach it. Ah, this is gonna take forever. My arms are getting tired holding the bottle. I need to find something that will hold the bottle up to the pipe. The tape should hold it. Oops, yeah. The serum bottle will be filled in 20 seconds. So you literally have to wait. It says to wait 20 seconds. I wonder how far I could travel in 20 seconds. The serum bottle is finished filling. You found a serum bottle. Okay. Now that we know the shit just comes in from the pipes, it'll be no problem getting it. Down. It says... Okay, yeah.
What is it, dear?
That's Valerie. Have you filled the bottle yet? Here's the bottle, all filled up. Excellent. Oh, this might not be loud enough. No, it is. It's loud enough. It smells awful. Yes, you just have to get past the taste. Sister, you drink some first. Here? Should we go somewhere private? Just drink it. I want to see what it does to you. Okay. Oh, yes, I can feel it working. Please drink some, ma'am. I want to lay with you right now. Incredible. It works fast. Bradley, are you eager for me to drink some? Hell yeah, I want to take the both of you girls. Haha, let's see what the serum does. This tastes awful, but I can feel something happening. Oh, I feel a bit nauseous, but... Oh yes, it's working. Get on the couch, Sister Catherine. I want to feel that virgin pussy of yours. Well, here we go. You girls look so tasty. I'm hard as a rock. Yes, Catherine's pussy is very warm and soaking wet. Your fingers feel nice inside of me. I know what I'm doing, woman. Cat, suck on my dick. Yes, Bradley. Well, damn. Don't I have to ask her twice? That's right. Give in to your desire. Swallow that cock. Good girl, Catherine. You swallow my dick like a pro. Let me taste this cock on your lips, sister. Damn, kinky. Fuck, that's hot. Lay back. I want to feel your pussy on mine. Okay, that is scissoring. Very popular porn with women. Oh, it's incredible. You're grinding me so hard. Yes, I can feel your swelling clit rubbing against mine. It's so intense. Bradley, shoot a load over her. I want to see her covered in your cum while I grind my pussy against her. God, yes, I'm going to coat her sexy body for you, Miss Bancroft. Take my load, girls! Oh, yes, that cum looks so tasty. I'm such an animal, I love it. I bet you'd love to have that cum oozing into your womb right now. Oh my, that'd feel amazing, I'm sure, but I could never! Just imagine it, sister. Imagine the creamy load that is dripping down your body being pumped into your tight, virgin pussy. I'm going to come! Oh yes, squirt it all up my cunt. It feels nice having my pussy filled with your squirting pussy, but what would really get me off right now is a nice big load. You want me to come inside of you, Miss Bancroft? Yes, Bradley, fuck my pussy. Oh god, Miss Bancroft, you're squeezing my dick extra hard. Do it, Bradley, fill up my womb with your cum. But Miss Bancroft, what if you get pregnant? The thought of it is making me hot. Fuck yeah, take my cock deep, Miss Bancroft. I see it penetrating her body. It's beautiful. Watch him pump me full of cum, sister. I'm gonna come again. Come again? Oh yes, I can feel it. Oh fuck. You filled me with so much, I should share it with Sister Catherine. Oh yes, eat Brad's cum, sister. Suck it out of my pussy. Oof. The flavor is so nice. Man, that shit turns these women into animals, right? What the? Simon, stop spying on us! But I'm not spying! Get out of here! Can't you see we're not proper? We'd better get dressed. How was it to be with another woman, Cat? Oh, it was so naughty, but so intense! Madam Bancroft, are you not worried that Bradley's seed has entered your womb? Sometimes you just have to live on the edge. Don't you want to feel Brad's warm cum shooting inside of your belly? I feel my desire for it, but I must be strong. Just do it, Catherine. The boy wants it, too. Come on, Miss Bancroft. Don't pressure her. Isn't that cute? Bradley is defending his woman. Bradley can be kind when he tries. Well, I hope you two have fun fooling around. But if you need to offload some teased-up spunk, my pussy is ready to take it. Do you desire it, Bradley? Do you want your seed inside of me? Of course, Cat, but I know how important it is that you keep your virginity. Thank you for understanding, Bradley. I should go now. My studies await me. And your flagellation. I mean, damn. I remember watching the Da Vinci Code, and there was that guy who would flagellate himself. He'd whip himself if he did anything. Well, I think he just was one of those masochistic kind of guys that wanted to atone for his sins by whipping the shit out of himself, and that's kind of what she probably needs to be doing right now, whipping the tone for all those sins, my goodness. X-ray mode activated for Amanda. You can now come inside of Amanda. Huh, as opposed to coming inside of her? She's a real come and go now, right? Let's see, right? And then we have south down.
Brad, I think I saw someone coming.
What are you talking about?
In the woods, I saw someone.
Maybe it's Buddy.
Or Tillman.
Let me see.
Go look for yourself. I saw someone on top of the hill.
Let's check it out.
You climb that rope? I don't think so.
What are you guys doing?
Simon thinks he saw someone on top of the hill.
I'm gonna check it out.
I'm going with you.
Suit yourself.
Wait up!
I don't see anyone.
I saw it higher up.
Then let's go higher.
Fuck!
Holy shit, it's a dead body!
Ugh, how do y'all climb so fast?
It's because we're not fat, stupid. Guys, we can't be seen here. If Tillman knew you saw the body, you'd be in danger.
Gross! It's a body!
Oh fuck, we need to hide!
Shit! What if it's Tillman?
We have to take him out, guys. What are you talking about? Kill him? Yeah, fucking take him out. How are we gonna do that?
Shh, he's coming. Goddamn thorn bushes. Buddy!
Simon?
What the hell?
Denny's been shot.
Brad, how'd you get out? What are you all doing here?
I didn't do it, buddy. I found him like that.
I know you didn't do it.
Oh, shit.
Why did Tillman try and kill me?
Oh, fuck.
Tillman killed Denny.
Oh, that motherfucker was... Ah, you know what? I wanted to give the black man the pass this time. I said, you know, let's not do that. Maybe he's a good guy. Maybe he's just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
But nah.
It's unfortunate. We don't say every black man is gonna... I mean, I know for sure. There's a lot of really good black folks out there.
But Tillman might be a killer, unfortunately.
I know. Tell me why, now. Denny knew too much.
How you tied into all this? I thought you weren't with them.
I know him from a porn video.
Well, what the hell are you talking about?
When I was at ESU, me and my friend shot a porn video, and Tillman was in it.
The video from the news?
Yeah.
Fuck, if I get killed over some stupid porno. We're going back inside.
Where's your gun? Did you kill Tillman?
I dropped it while running. Tillman is still out there.
Is he chasing you? Did he run away?
I don't know, and I'm not waiting around to find out. Everyone inside, now!
Back already? What's going on?
Your porn star coach tried to blow my head off.
The fuck is the point of this? Is it really worth killing people to save your school some embarrassment? We had nothing to do with this. Tillman's a fucking lunatic. Do you really think we planned this? How the hell does this help anyone? I don't trust you people. Well, thank God you're alive, but did you kill Tillman?
No, he got away.
Where's your gun? You didn't lose it, did you?
I dropped it, and I wasn't about to go back for it with that madman chasing me.
If he's still out there, we're all in danger.
You need to kill him.
You people are overreacting. He's probably long gone by now. He killed Denny.
How do you know that?
Never mind how we know. Coach Tillman is on a rampage, and he needs to be stopped.
I'm not going back out there. The bitchy one is right. We're not starting a manhunt. Hey! Without a gun, our best option is to lock up tight and wait for help to arrive. This place is built like a castle. We can keep him out if he still wants a piece of me. Where the hell is Mendel? Oh shit, what's wrong? Mendel got a little angry, so I locked him out in the classroom upstairs. What? He totally deserved it. He's a total asshole. And we think he shot Parker. You know, because of their argument. Wait, what? Oh yeah, we think Mendel shot Parker. I saw him with a gun. You people are lying, I can tell. Don't make it worse, Andy. We'll deal with the Parker incident later. No one comes in or out of this building until the authorities get here. What if I need to get something out of my car? It can wait. What's the big mystery? Tillman must have killed Parker. He's the only one with a gun apart from Buddy. Tillman didn't arrive until yesterday. Parker was shot 2 nights ago. He's right. Excuse me. She's right. I saw the security footage myself. Parker was killed when the power went out. Who did it? I don't understand what's going on. Denny's dead? The priest is dead? I don't think he's dead. I think Parker is still alive somehow. I've not seen him. How could someone survive a gunshot? I don't know, but I saw him downstairs. It was dark and really late, but I'm pretty sure I saw him. And his body is gone, right? He must be alive. Something is off about this place. You're right, this is all very bizarre, but let's not lose focus of the real problem. Tillman is the real threat. But what can we do? Buddy is right about this place. It is built like a castle. Tillman can't get to us if we stay locked in here. I've hated Tillman for years, I've never trusted him for a second, but even I don't see the point in leaving here to find him. This sucks, I'm already thinking of things I left in my car. Let's just be safe.
Okay.
Let's see. You're the one who gave him the gun, so you need to fix this. But I have no idea where Buddy dropped his gun. How am I supposed to find it? I don't care how long it takes. Find that gun. Who knows what Tillman might do next. God damn it, first Tillman makes me get a gun, and now you're making me get a gun. You could have said no to him. What if I say no to you? You're the only one who can do it, Andy. He won't shoot you. He tried to kill Buddy. Who knows what he'll do? He's not gonna kill you. Go find that gun. You know we need it. Fine. Brad, were you spying on us? Valerie wants you to find Buddy's gun? Yes, defense against Tillman, and she wants me to find it. Do you think it's even possible to find it? What are the odds you come across it?
What are you two doing?
Andy is gonna try and hunt down Buddy's gun.
You mean so he can go face Tillman?
Yeah.
I wanna help!
Well, I hate to break it to you guys, but we're locked in here now, remember?
Maybe we can unlock the door!
No use, it won't unlock. There has to be a way to sneak out of here. Let me take a look.
I recognize this lock. We use it at ESU. Can you unlock it?
Unfortunately, not anymore. There's a way to keep it from locking, but it has to be open first.
How did you do it? Well, back at ESU, I snuck into the girls' locker room using pennies. Pennies?
You did what?
The lock hole is the width of a penny. If you stuff 6 pennies inside of it, the lock won't shut.
Well, that doesn't do us any good now.
I have a plan. But first, we need to collect 6 pennies.
I have one!
You found a penny. Okay, I'll go find another 5 pennies.
And then what?
We need to get Buddy to open the door, then one of us needs to disable the lock when he's not looking.
How are we gonna do that?
Don't worry, I've got a plan. First, we need the pennies.
I don't think so.
Buddy locked the door. I can't get out.
I don't think so.
Oh, hold on.
found something.
I found a penny. All right.
This could come in handy.
Found another penny. You get a penny! You get a penny! Everyone gets a penny!
What would you like?
Hi, Catherine. You wouldn't happen to have any pennies lying around, do you? Oh, no! I don't have any money on me, but from time to time I see them around the building. I always pick them up and throw them in the trash.
What? Why do you do that?
I'm just trying to keep the place clean. You know it's illegal to throw away money.
Is it?
Oh no, I did not know that. You won't tell anyone, will you? Your secret is safe with me.
Is it no shit illegal to throw away money? It's illegal to damage or destroy currency, and while the law may not say that directly that it's illegal to throw money away, tossing any U.S. currency in the trash will likely be treated as destroying the money. Wow. And you can't burn money either. Like, you don't want to set it on fire. Save your dystopian nightmare dreams or your anarchy dreams for later, you know. Because you can't really do that. You go to jail for throwing away money. I don't know. I guess they fine you. That'd be weird. It's like, oh yeah, hey, the money you threw away, that's your fine. Better pay it. Yeah. Sorry, folks, I'm a bit parched. That was water. You may not even hear it. Anyway, let's go ahead and continue here. Oh, okay.
I found something.
There's nothing here.
This could come in handy.
Another penny. We're in part 7. Whoops. Oh shit, better not go in there. Mendel will kill me. Did you find the pennies? I need to find one more. Shit. Looks like I forgot a penny. Uh-oh, hold on. Went in there and I got the penny. Okay. I'm just looking to see if I can find where the penny is. They don't have trash cans in their rooms. We're missing a penny! I've been almost everywhere and I don't know where this damn penny is. Maybe it's just something I overlooked in here. I've got to be overlooking something. Okay, we got the penny in there. There's no penny in here. Surprisingly, no penny in here either. I've been everywhere and I don't see a penny. And you can't go outside, so there won't be any penny there. Bathroom? Why check this place? Check this room? Nope. Bathrooms. Weird, right? I've been in here already. Went up here. We went through here. We checked all this. We didn't see anything. Again, I'm not seeing that last penny. Ooh, I need that. You need 10 of those. That's not it. It's the basement again. Shit! So we get that first penny. Oh! Okay. Totally missed out on something, guys.
Oh, hello, Brad.
Miss Brancroft, do you have any pennies? What are you up to? I'm trying to sneak outside. How do pennies help you do that? It's hard to explain. Well, I don't have any. Try not to get into trouble, Brad. She doesn't have pennies. Okay.
Yeah?
Amber, do you have any pennies? What do you need pennies for? I owe Simon a few cents. That's ridiculous. Besides, I don't have any on me. Maybe in my car, though. Well, that's no help now. So you ask people for pennies.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Catherine. You wouldn't happen to have any pennies lying around. Oh, yeah, she says she throws them away. Okay, that's right.
Do you need, darling?
Hey, Val, would you happen to have a penny on you? What do you need it for? Oh, I lost a bet with Simon and I owe him a few cents. I'll never understand you two. You boys play the weirdest games. Lucky for you, I have a nickel. I owe him 9 cents. Oh, I have a pen. Okay, I have a penny and a nickel. I just want the penny. Okay, Brad, here you go. Okay, there's all the pennies. Sorry about that, guys.
Hello.
Did you find the pennies? Yeah, now we need to get Buddy to open the door. What do we have to do? Andy, you tell Buddy you need your inhaler from your car. I don't use an inhaler. Stop saying that. Well, make up something. The idea is you need something for medical reasons. He'll have to let you leave for medical reasons and he'll probably want to walk you to your car. So when he is gone, I'll stick the pennies in the lock and run and hide. When he comes back and fails to lock the door, the three of us can escape unnoticed. Okay, I can get it. I get it. I can try. He just happens to be coming down the stairs? What are you all doing? I was trying to get to my car to get my allergy medicine. The door is locked. No one can leave. Can't you just follow him to his car? Look at him. Without his allergy medicine, he could die. You boys are up to something, and I'm not falling for it. Damn, is there any way I can convince you to let me leave for just 2 minutes? I am not moving one finger for any of you brats. Hey, what did I do? I don't want anyone trying anything funny. We're all gonna stay here until help arrives, and that's final. Well, that didn't work. I don't think he likes us. No shit. Amber, it's locked still. Fuck, I hate this place. That's kind of funny. Amber, do you need anything from your car? Why do you ask? Did you find a way outside? No, but I bet Betty would let... But I bet Buddy would let you outside if you asked really nice. You think so? Sure. You want to know what I have in my car that I'd like to get? What? A dildo. Haha, good luck explaining that one to Buddy. I couldn't. It'd be too embarrassing. Come on, Amber, I want to see it. You do? What are you thinking? How would you like a dildo up your ass while I'm ramming your pussy? Oh my, that does sound nice. Then go talk to Buddy, and put on some charm. Are you up to something else? What, me? No way. Okay, Brad, I'll do it. What? I don't want you to come with me. If you're going to your car, then I'm coming with you. I deserve some privacy. That's the deal. If you want to go outside, I'm coming with you. Fine, come watch me. I don't care. Where are you going? I'm getting something from my car. No fair. Shut up, Andy. All right. Okay, now's my chance. I just need to put all these pennies into the lock so it won't shut. Is this gonna work? It did back at ESU. That should do it. When he comes back, he won't know that he can't lock the door. We better get away from the door. We don't want to raise suspicions. Good idea. Well, I hope you're happy that you saw what I was getting.
Sorry, ma'am, but it's for everyone's safety.
Watch out, boys. I might shoot you with my dildo. Ah, you were grabbing a dildo from your car? Yes, I was, and now you can rub your little wiener thinking about me using it later.
Ah, stupid kid.
You're no better than him, you snoop.
You're welcome, by the way. Ugh. Let's see if it worked. It's open.
You did it, Brad. Piece of cake. Okay, I've looked almost everywhere close here. We need to go deeper into the woods if we're gonna find Buddy's shotgun. What if we see Tellman?
Then hide. I'll check the graveyard. Are you just trying to avoid climbing the rope?
Yeah, so?
Fine. Andy and I will check on top of the hill. Okay.
Yep.
Hello there.
How are we gonna climb this? We need another rope and grappling hook. Where will you find those? This place has a hiking club. I've already found some stuff laying around. There's probably more climbing gear somewhere. We should split up and see what we can find. Okay, I can do that. There's a lot of places back inside that I haven't looked. Okay.
Couldn't find anything.
We need to go higher up.
Oh man, that means more rope climbing, doesn't it?
Yeah, but we need a grappling hook. Andy's already searching for one. Do you think he can find one?
I could do it. I'll find one first.
I guess I should help them look, but I have no idea where to start. Any luck? No, but I did find this weird looking computer chip. I'll keep looking. That's for the other girl. Holy shit, another security chip. I wonder if I have enough to unlock both of the doors in the basement now. You don't.